It's truly good to be with you all. I love the Spirit of God, and I love freedom. I love when you can feel liberty. Amen. There's nothing in this world like salvation. It puts joy down inside of you. It gives you hope. And this world don't give it. It don't have it. And I thank God for that hope. It's a glorious hope.
Yes,
it's a hope that will take you through every storm and every valley and every trial. Ain't you glad of that?
Yes.
God gave you something a long time ago and it has kept you.
Yeah.
Those times that you thought, Lord, what will I do? Which way do I go? God has made a way over and over and over.
Yes.
I'd like to deal tonight, and might not be a soul here, a sinner, I don't know. But I'm just going to obey God.
Amen.
A sinner, backslider, whatever. The universal call. One word. From Genesis through Revelation. The word come. C-O-M-E. Come. That's a powerful word. Oh, the power of the word come when God speaks it. Jesus.
Amen.
It means to draw nigh to me. Arise and draw near to me. Come to me. Come into my reach. Come into my hands. My very presence. Would you come? Would you arise and come so that I can make you mine? I can't save you. I can't bless you. I can't love you. I can't keep you. I can't deliver you. I can't help you if you don't come.
Right.
Hallelujah. I'm glad a long time ago he called me.
Amen.
And I heard that royal call. And the Lord said, come unto me and give me your life. I'll give you the peace and the joy you're looking for. That's the best trip I ever took in my life. Over 45, coming up 46 years ago. I'll never forget coming out of a pew and walking down the middle aisle and fell down in the Lord's order of prayer. And I said, God, if you'll help me, I'll serve you. The Spirit of God was a dealing with my heart. He was a drawing me. There ain't nothing in this world like the drawing power of God and the convicting power of God. You got to see your need. And it's the Holy Ghost that shows you your need. You got to see yourself as lost and needing a Savior. That's where I was. I'll tell you what, everybody's going to heaven now. I read the obituaries. All ages, young to old, everybody's ready to go and went on to be with the Lord. But I'm not telling you how many people have had a true down deep in the heart, a born again experience. Hallelujah, when Jesus came in and a true repentance. You can't be saved unless you truly repent. And you can't repent unless Holy Ghost conviction gets a hold of you. You got to see yourself as God sees you. You got to see your sins and know that you need a forgiveness and a cleansing. And raise your little hand and say, I thank God when he called me. I came to him. I left the world and I left the sin behind me, and I came to me. Hallelujah, he has saved me. Him that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out. I don't care what kind of shape you're in. I don't care how far down you are. I don't care what kind of a mess your body and your mind is in. If you come to Jesus, I know a healing hand. I said, I know a healing hand. He can heal you. Hallelujah, from the top of your head to the bottom of your feet. He'll heal you mentally, and he'll heal you spiritually. He's a healer.
Amen.
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 The universal call.
Come on. Right.
Listen. You know what's wrong with our age now? We're so occupied and got so many things going.
Right.
and so many sights and so many sounds. This world is full of sound 24/7. And people just don't get away into a place and get quiet and shut everything down and shut it off to let the Holy Ghost speak. Come on, we're too occupied. There's too many irons in the fire. We go, we come, we converse, and we visit, and we commune, and we socialize. It's a sin in the church to hell. Socializing, texting, living on the phone, living on the computer, got the TV going 24/7, socializing, and the Holy Ghost can't even get through it. Hallelujah. I tell you one thing, you get a hold of the Lord and get alone with Him and shut everything down and turn it off and get the Word of God and begin to read it and cry and say, Lord, show me and deal with my heart. The Holy Ghost will begin to talk to you. I said, the Holy Ghost will begin to draw you and He'll say, come, come, come.
That's good. Right.
I said in our church, and we've had them to come in our congregation, they can't even turn a cell phone off. What in the world's wrong? There ain't no fear of God, man. And I'm not talking about here. I'm talking about the church world. It ain't no wonder people's not getting saved. Too occupied. Lord, help us to shut these things off and let the Holy Ghost deal with us. Listen, there's a universal call going out all over the world right now. Come to God. Hurry. The hour is late. You don't have much time left. You have very little time to prepare. Sister Robin, people have very little time now to get ready. We're living in the closing moments and seconds of time. If you're going to be saved and safe in God, you got to come right now. Hallelujah, revelation. And you imagine John when he heard a voice behind him being in the Spirit on the Lord's day, and he turned around and he saw the glorified Son of God walking among the seven golden candlesticks. His eyes as a flame of fire, and his hair as white as wool, and clothed down, hallelujah, in a garment, and his feet was like brass that was burning in an oven. And that voice began to tell John, he said, John, would you ride and tell the seven churches, hallelujah, he that heareth, hallelujah, let him take heed what the Spirit saith unto you. Call me, Lord, and talk to me, Lord. Raise your head and say, tell me, Lord, tell me, tell me. Speak to me, speak to me. Revelation 22:17. And the Spirit and the bride, that's you and I. That's Brother Daniel, Brother Kevin, Sister Robin, these other brothers and sisters. The Holy Ghost is saying, come. But He wants to use you to invite people. The bride is saying, come. The church is lifting up her voice and reaching to the sinner. Hallelujah. Come. And let him that heareth say, come. And let him that is athirst come. And let him take of the water of life freely. Oh, God help us. Jesus said in Matthew 11:28, come unto me all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest.
Yes, sir.
How many could say, Tommy, I need rest.
Yes, sir.
I need physical rest. Yes, sir. I need rest for my mind.
Yes,
I need rest down in my soul. Jesus said, I'll refresh you if you'll take my yoke upon you and learn of me. I'm meek and lowly in a heart. You'll find rest for your soul. In this world you shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I've overcome the world, and in me ye shall have peace. God knows how to give us peace.
Yeah.
Can I tell you, the Holy Ghost is a crying out to the lost. He's crying out to the sinner. If you're going to come and be saved, you better do it now.
Yes.
Oh God, underscore it. Today's the day of salvation. If you hear His voice, harden not your heart. The Spirit's a dealing. God is a calling. Do it now. You better run to Christ, the rock, and make Him your refuge. The end is upon us, and destruction is coming. Now listen, it is a simple fact that all that comes in the Bible from Genesis to Revelation is proof that God is calling to the souls of all mankind. Come to me, for the simple fact that I'm calling to you is because I love you. Ain't you glad of that? If God ever talks to you, if God ever deals with you, if He ever draws you, if He ever speaks to you, it's because He loves you and He wants to help you. Hallelujah. Give Him a wave offering. No voice like God's voice. Nobody can talk to you like Jesus can. I tell you, the Spirit is sweet. And He calls. He's gentle as a lamb. And He says, come to me, and I'll give you rest for your soul. We're troubled. Listen, we live in a troubled society, and people are up against it. And the Lord said, if you'll only come to me, I'll give you the peace that passes all understanding.
Thank you,
brother.
Oh, God.
Right. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Praise God. Thank you, Lord.
If I didn't love you, God's just saying, and if I didn't care, I wouldn't be calling you.
Right.
I wouldn't even be dealing with you. I would never touch you. You would never feel my presence and touch in your heart. That goodness that you feel when it sweeps through your soul in a church service. And they're singing and they're preaching or testifying. And something begins to turn on the inside of you. There's a sweetness on the inside of you. There's a quickening there. God's just saying, if it wasn't for that, if you never felt me, you would never know that I love you. I've sent my Spirit, the Holy Ghost, through the preachers. Listen, I've sent my Spirit through the singers and my witnesses to speak to your heart to come to me. I want you saved. I don't want you destroyed. I don't want sin controlling you. I don't want Satan owning you. Would you come to me? I will save you. I will cleanse you. I'll forgive you. No matter if it's a multitude of sins, I'll forgive you. When you fall, I still love you. If there's a spark down in your heart and the conscience is smiting you and you've utterly failed and faltered, God's just saying, I ain't gave up on you. I still love you. I'm still speaking to you to come back to me. Hallelujah. I'll make you mine. I don't want you lost and ending up in hell. Come, so heaven will be your eternal home. Hurry, make up your mind right now. God is a calling. Do you hear Him? Can anybody hear Him lately? Hallelujah. Listen, you can't answer a phone if it ain't a ringing. I can go through my house, go from room to room, and I got four phones in my house from one end of it to the other. Wireless phones. If none of them ring, that means that if none of them ringing, there's nobody on the other end hollering at me. I can walk through that house. I can be lonely. I can be up against it. Come on. I can pick up a phone, but it's deader than a doornail. Oh, God. But I tell you, when it begins to ring and somebody on the other end's got a message for me and somebody's wanting to talk to me and somebody's wanting to have fellowship and let me know that they care, when I look at that caller ID and I recognize a name that comes across it, some brother or sister I love in the Lord, and I say, they've got me on their heart. I believe I'll answer it. And we begin to talk and I feel that sweet Spirit and a connection across the line. I'm telling you, when God calls, answer the phone. Raise your little hand. He calls you because He loves you and He's got a message for you.
Yes, sir.
Woo!
Praise God.
Amen. Right, Brother Tommy.
Come on. Ezekiel, God said, Son of man, say unto them, as I live, saith the Lord God, I have no pleasure in the death of the wicked, but that the wicked should turn from his way and live. For why will you die, O house of Israel? Come to me and live. Come to me, turn. Turn.
Yes, sir.
Turn from your wicked ways. Listen, God always sends mercy before judgment. Mercy always precludes wrath. God's wrath can never come until He first warns and calls you to come to Him. God wants you safe and secure from the evil and the calamities that are coming. The Lord always makes a way for His people to be delivered.
Amen.
And kept from destruction.
Right.
The question is, are you saved?
Come on, brother.
Are you inside of Christ? Your life is hid with God in Christ. I want to look just for a few moments. I don't want to hold you long. There was a universal call that went out in Noah's day. I got so deep in this. Noah was a preacher of righteousness. He labored and preached while he built the ark for 120 years. God warned Noah, Noah, prepare thee an ark to the saving of your household. For thee have I seen righteous before me in this generation. Preach, Noah, and work. Preach, Noah, and warn the others that I'm sending judgment. The whole earth, Noah, is full of evil. It's full of violence. The people's imaginations are evil continually. I'm going to descend and destroy the whole world with a flood of water. Tell them to flee the wrath and get on board of the ark. Tell all the people, Noah, if you want to be saved, come into the ark. Hallelujah. Leave the world behind you and come out of its evil and come out of its lust and get out of it and come into the ark. It's your only safety.
Right.
Have you ever thought, did Noah and 120, I can't even imagine this, I'm only 65. But I can't imagine working on something for 120 years.
Right. Yeah.
Had to have been something in that voice.
Yeah. Come on.
Don't ever forget. Uh-oh. Woo-hoo. Don't ever forget when God speaks to you. There's times in our past, sometimes we forget that strong time when God revealed Himself to us and spoke to us and we knew it. And we let that slip sometimes and the fear of God will slip. If it was just very important in your past, it's still scary and fearful and important right now. Can you imagine? Listen just for a moment. I'm just going what I feel. Can you imagine getting up early in the morning and Noah's three sons says, Dad, do we have to go and do that again today? God didn't speak to the three boys. God went right to the head of the family and spoke and said, Noah, the end of all flesh has come before me. Prepare thee an ark, and gave him the dimensions of it. Another morning comes up. Dad, do we have to roll out of the bed? Listen. I can see Noah as he walked up to his three sons and just stood them in line. Listen, God spoke to me. And I'll never forget that day. I don't know if God appeared personally like He did as a man to Abraham. He very well could have. God appeared to Abraham with two angels, come in a flesh and body form. God can do anything.
Yes.
And God spoke to Abraham and said, Shall I hide from Abraham that which I do? And God gave Abraham some instruction.
Right.
And I can see Noah as he looked at his three sons. He said, I'll never get over. I will never, ever forget. When God spoke to me, it shook me inside and out. There was a fear that gripped me. It was like thunder when he spoke to me. It put a fear on the inside of me. I can see 80 or 90 years on down the road. That voice was just as clear, and the fear of it was just as real. 100 years on down the road, Noah said, I don't know how long that it'll be before God sends that flood. I don't know if God even told Noah it'd take 120 years. He probably didn't even tell Noah. It was an operation of faith. Will you believe me, Noah? And will you operate? And will you work? And will you labor? Even though you don't know when the end is, will you be faithful and keep on preparing and working on that ark? Oh, Shem, Ham, and Japheth, I tell you, we got to be busy, because judgment is a-coming, and God is going to send destruction, and we're going to have to build whether we feel like it or not, whether we feel like praying or not, we're going to have to get in, and we're going to have to prepare this ark. I don't want to be caught off guard. I'm telling you, when the floods come, I want to be inside of the ark. Raise your hand and praise Him.
Thank you, Lord.
110 years down the road. Woo! Rooster out there crowing. And old Noah, he gets up. His hands are calloused. His back is sore. Flesh and blood and bone, just like you and I. A natural human being. Nothing supernatural about old Noah. And he rolls out of there. He says, my Lord and my God, my back is stiff and my knees hurt. My hands are calloused, but I'll never forget when you called me. I'll never forget your voice when you told me how to serve you. I've got to finish the work. Raise your hand. I've got to continue and finish the work that God gave me. I'm here tonight. Hallelujah. Don't forget what God's dealt with your heart about. Woo! Don't ever forget the voice of His Spirit. Don't ever let it slip. What God has showed you, hold on to it. It's going to come. Hold on to the vision. It's going to speak in the end.
Come on, Brother Tommy, you're right.
If God gave you a promise, He'll come through. I said, God will supply the need. He'll help you. He'll put you over.
Good preacher.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yeah, we praise you. Thank you.
Be not weary in well doing.
Come on.
For in due season, there's a season. You shall reap if you faint not. I got an apple tree out back, and I got on a ladder and got that great big long pole, and I cut out and trimmed that thing the other day, pruned it. Was there any blooms on it? No. We're in the dead of winter. I didn't see an apple one. But I got enough knowledge to say, I pruned my apple tree, Lord Jesus, and You're going to send the rain, and You're going to send the sunshine. And in the beginning of the month of April, you're gonna see little buds come out on them limbs, and they're gonna open up in the most beautiful white blooms, and it'll look like snowballs all over that apple tree. I do my part. He will do His. You know, sometimes we just need a real good pruning.
Come on. Yes. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Did you know storms are good for you?
Yeah.
You say, Lord, I can't stand any more storms. I tell you, it's uprooted me. It's blew me plumb over. You know something? That storm will do something for you that nothing else will. You know why? The Bible said in Isaiah, we are trees of righteousness. We're like a palm tree. Come on now. Hallelujah. We're like a cedar of Lebanon. Thank you, Lord. You know what a storm does? A storm will blow through and it'll bend you out. We had about probably 50 or 60 mile an hour wind, didn't we, Mary Angel? Over that. It blew one of my pine trees, just snapped it off and blew it over on my fence line. I said, oh, I looked out the window and I said, look at that wind. It's a blowing. My goodness, it's about to uproot those pine trees. You know, when a tree bends this way, it pulls the roots up on that side. And when the storm is over and the ground is loosened on that side where the roots has pulled it up and that tree begins to stand straight back up, it takes advantage of those let loose ground and that loose soil, and something within the heart of that pine tree or that apple tree, it says, I'll shoot them roots down. I'll take advantage of that loose soil. When that tree, when that wind that blew me over, I'll go deeper the next time. Ooh, Lord. Hallelujah. I'll put my roots down deeper and I'll be ready when the next storm blows through. We gotta go deeper. I said, in order to stand in the trial, when the winds of tribulation are blowing, we gotta stand. Hallelujah. Can you say, Lord, strengthen me? Let me go deeper. Sometimes we feel like the devil's about rooted us up. Hallelujah. Pulled us out of the ground. But take advantage of those times. To pray and say, Lord, let me go deeper, 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 deeper. I got a 54-inch cut Cub Cadet, zero turn mower to house. It takes me an hour and a half to cut my lawn. That's including putting the gas in it, checking the oil, and cleaning the mower afterwards. Now, when I get ready, probably about the first week or second week of April, I got to go all around my property and the trees and stuff and get them limbs that's blowed out of them trees about this big around. I've had them probably about that big around. You know why they're on the ground? The limbs has died several months ago. They just lost the sap. The sap just don't flow through there. Something has cut the sap off that limbs that goes out every now and then in different directions of that tree. And when something cuts the sap off, it can't get through into that branch and it begins to die. I don't want anything cutting the sap off in my life. Storms are good in another area. It's good. You know, Jesus said he'll purge us that we'll bear forth more fruit. So when those tribulation winds and trials and the winds blow real hard, God's doing something for his handiwork. He's blowing those old dead branches out of the tree. Come on, sweet Holy Ghost. How many's ever felt like you got unnecessary things and dead things in your life? And you need the Holy Ghost to sweep through and blow those things out of you. Raise your little hand and praise Him. Hallelujah, Spirit of God. If I've got anything in me, Lord, that don't belong, and it's not yielding holiness fruit unto you, I send the wind of your Spirit and blow me, God, and loose me from those dead things and let them go to the ground. I'm telling you, we need God to help us, uproot us, purge us, cleanse us, get them unnecessary things out of our lives. So I'll take that wagon around through there, man. You poor branch. Get a hold of that feller, and he's probably as long as old yonder. Bless your little heart. Break the feller, it ain't hard. Put it over my knee and break it. It's dead. I can do anything I want to. I can set a fire to it. It's dead. It's brown. It's completely dried out. But to look at the things that used to have life in it, I think of backsliders and how they had the fruit, how they prayed. They were flourishing. Fruit was coming on them. come into the house of God, watch their little hands go up, and watch God deal with them, and God sanctify them and draw them closer. And they was laying things aside and getting stronger in the Lord. And now something's happened. The sap has cut off. Something's cut the flow of the Spirit off. And now they lay dead. There's no life in it. I fill the wagon up with those branches and those dead things. And I'd bundle them up and take a big old pitchfork and at the end of the property and throw them over the bank into the creek. They'll never grow no more. Please, Lord, please, please get a hold of the backslider, God. Please, I'm telling you, what a tree can't do, God can do in an individual's heart. God can restore. God can renew. God can revive. God can put you back together. God can reach out there and bring you back and restore you, raise your little hand. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. Let your Spirit flow in me again. Come before it's too late.
Come on. Yeah. Amen.
God doesn't say a comeback.
Amen.
I'm married to the backsliding.
Right.
I made a covenant with you a long time ago. And I'll never forget the night you prayed through. And you told me you loved me. And you told me you'd serve me. I remember the vow you made when you said, I want to go to heaven. And I'll walk with you, Jesus. And I'll take your hand. And I'll serve you. I remember what I told you, that I'd never leave you. And I'd never forsake you. I'm still married to you. Raise your little hand. There's hope for the backslider. Hey, Lord, reach out, God, and deal with them. And let the Holy Ghost call them. Come back to me. I feel the Holy Ghost here. Come, saith the Lord. And though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be white as snow. And though they be red like crimson, they shall be as white as wool. Come and let us reason together. I still love you. For the simple fact that God calls you and has called you in your past, He still loves you.
Yes, sir.
He's still reaching to you. I don't care how far you've sunk. But you don't have much time left.
You're right.
Send this CD out, brother. Hallelujah to God. I'm probably not a soul here needs it.
Come on, brother. You're preaching.
But I've just given you what God gave me.
Come on.
Come. Come into the ark. It's your only safety. If you don't come to me in the ark, you will lose your life and your very soul in the flood.
Come on, brother.
The flood is my judgment upon sin. I can't let it go on. God is saying, my eyes are filled. I see the corruption of this whole world. I can't let it go on much longer. Nobody, listen, nobody took heed. Nobody listened to Noah when he preached in his warning. I don't know. I got deep in this. Maybe Brother Daniel or anybody else here. 120 year building on that thing. It's 510 foot long. Well, it's 50 foot, 80 some foot wide, 50 feet high. It had different stalls in there. Could it be possible that the neighborhood came and said, what are you doing, old man?
Yeah.
Maybe they looked at him and the sweat was rolling down his face. I'm just going how I feel here tonight. Maybe Noah had some in that community, in that neighborhood, felt sorry for Noah and helped him to build on that ark. You want me to reach you the planks, Noah? You need me to hand you the hammer and the nails? It could have been very possible in that neighborhood that even Noah had his neighbors and they believed Noah at first.
Right. Come on, man.
But after time wore on and you don't see, you know when judgment, you don't see the hand of judgment, the hearts of men and women get hard?
You're right.
Because judgment against an evil work is not executed speedily, therefore the hearts of the Son of Men is set in them, fully set in them to do evil.
Yeah.
Could it be real close to that 120th year that the people, the neighbors, and those that was helping him, I don't know. They ain't nothing coming. I tell you, I've helped this old man. And, you know, at first I really believed it, but it's just, I just can't believe this anymore. And they walked away.
Come on.
We got people walking away. They just don't believe what they used to believe. They're not stirred like they used to be stirred.
Come on, brother.
They had the fire and the fear of God in their heart, and they labored and they said, Lord, I've been down, I've been out, but you've always helped me. But I've had a spark in her to keep right on going. I don't know when, I don't know how, I don't know where. I don't know how you're going to do it, but you're going to work. Raise your hand, praise Him.
Thank you, Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Amen.
Oh, we pray. Listen, I'm going to try to... Several million people, it is believed, Bible scholars believe that there could have been several million people alive on earth in Noah's day. Mommies, daddies with their children, husbands and wives, brothers and sisters, grandparents, mamma and papas, uncles and aunts, cousins, nieces and nephews. All of these people had a life. All of these people had a home. They had a family life. They had an occupation. They came and they went as they pleased. They labored and they built. Can't you hear them as they talk and as they socialize together and they laugh? They sat at their tables just like we do. They made merry in their social gatherings and in the pleasures of their day until a lightning bolt pierced the darkened sky. It was just another day. Listen to me. It'll be just another day when the trumpet sounds. When Jesus comes and descends out of heaven with the voice of the Son of God and the trumpet begins to blow, it'll be just another day of people going and people coming, and it'll be too late.
You're right.
Right.
God. Just another day until a thunderclap that roared so loud, the boom of it shook the ground under the people's feet. God. The word of God in Noah's preaching could not shake the people. It could not stir or awaken their conscience. It could not persuade them to come into the ark with God and be saved. They no doubt laughed and mocked at Noah, made fun of him. What are you building, oh man? Why are you and your son so committed every day to the work on that big project of yours? The Bible said of Noah, he moved with fear. When God spoke to him, make fun and go your way if you will, but I believe God. How many can say I still believe God? I want to be saved from the coming destruction. Woo! Hey Lord, hey Lord. For the final 7 days, Noah preached and he warned and he invited, but no response from the crowd, from the souls all around him. It's amazing that the animals, from the greatest to the least of them, obeyed the voice of God. Each one of them filed in, walking up that wide ramp, and he entered right into their stalls. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, but man wouldn't do it. I'm telling you, the animals know when troubles are coming and they run for refuge, but man won't do it.
Right.
Amen.
That's right.
Imagine that big giraffe coming in there. He bends over. Noah didn't even touch him. God can speak.
Yeah.
God still speaks.
Yeah.
Comes right in there. I don't believe Noah had to even lead him. Right in a big old tall stall.
Come on.
Big old draft gets back in there. And Noah all that 120 years that he's built, he has brought produce in. He's harvested his gardens. He's got enough in there for 375 days. If I read it right. Lord have mercy, enough food to eat for over a year. Big elephant comes in. A little rabbit. Right between his legs. He comes in there. He finds his little place in there. You know God's got a place for every one of us. He's got a special place for every one of us to be saved and preserved. I think I found my niche. I love to teach and write. I love it with my whole heart. I found my place. I'm comfortable right here. I can't feel Brother Daniel's shoes. He can't feel mine. I can't feel a singer's shoes. But I got my part to play. Raise your little hand. God's got a place for me. Oh, God's got a place for you too, Sister Brittany. He's got a special place for you. A special place for every one of you. Ain't you glad you're in the ark right now? And Jesus, oh Lord, look what God built. Just a carpenter, you say? But take a look what he's built. On a place called Calvary's Hill. Hallelujah. Ain't you glad? Come into the ark. Now listen, when God told Noah at the end of that 7 days, maybe that seventh day before God shut them in there, the Spirit of God just said to Noah, cry with everything you've got. Cry and tell them, please, please, beg them to come in. Come on in, come on in, please. And then God shut him in and sealed him in. I'll tell you what, I don't want to be left outside. When the blood begins streaming down from the cross of Calvary, from his hands and his feet, and the crown of thorns on his head, and that blood spilled, it flowed down to the ground. There was an ark opened up. And his hands outstretched on that old cross. It was like, as far as the east is from the west, I'll receive you and I'll take you. Would you come to the piano, babe? Would you stand with me tonight? There's an ark on Calvary's Hill. Have you ran into it?
Come on.
Have you run to it lately? Thank God.
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus. Jesus, let me obey you, Lord. I'll close with this. The greatest, most horrible, and ugliest sin of all the others, is the sin of unbelief.
Amen.
It's the chiefest of all sins and the most deadly. Unbelief will rob you of everything good that God has for you. Unbelief brings destruction and will shut you out of heaven. How many still believes God?
Amen.
How many's heard God in your past call you and tell you things and show you things?
Amen.
If you really believe God's word, you'll answer the call and you'll be obedient to him. You'll believe and you'll obey him. Therefore, we ought to give the more earnest heed to the things which we've heard, lest at any time we should let them slip. Earnest heed means intensely, with the whole heart, being serious in a state of mind. Lest we let the things that we've heard slip. Lest we take them lightly and after a while forget them. We forget. We let the warning slip by and not take it serious anymore. For if the word spoken by angels was steadfast, and every transgression and disobedience received a just recompense of reward, how shall we, Brother Daniel, escape if we neglect so great a salvation? Let's gather around and pray here tonight. I want to be, Jesus, where you want me to be, and I want to be in that right place with you. Draw me. If I have slipped from it, or if I have drifted from it, Lord, if I have lost the feeling of it, if I've lost the fear of the call of God, if I've somehow let it slip and it don't stir me like it used to stir me, Jesus, please put it back. Let me renew my covenant with you, Lord. Let me renew my heart and get back where you want me to be. Hallelujah. your children. Cry to thee. Jesus is coming. Judgment is nigh at hand. The coming of the Lord draweth nigh.
On this pilgrim way, we have heard.
Yes, God.